Dear children, today we are going to see the most important chapter of your syllabus, that is understanding quadrilaterals. Here you must be familiar with some terms like polygon, convex and concave polygon, regular and irregular polygon. Let us first see what is a polygon. Polygon is a simple closed figure made up of only line segments. That is called as a polygon. So simple closed figure means all of you know in the lower classes you have seen. So it is a figure which is, first of all, it should be a closed figure. Second thing, it should be a simple figure. Simple figure, it means no two line segments intersect except at their endpoints. And it is made up of only the line segments, no curve. So here the figures, if you see the PPT, figures are shown there, polygons, which figures are called as polygons, which are not polygons. Okay, next you have to know that when you know what is a polygon and what is not a polygon, then for a polygon, minimum you should know that you need three line segments. So three line segments together becomes a triangle. So there are some specific names for such polygons, and the names you have to learn, because a three-sided polygon is called as a triangle. Four-sided polygon is called as a quadrilateral. Five-sided polygon is called as pentagon. Six-sided polygon is called as hexagon. Seven-sided polygon is called as heptagon. Eight-sided figure is called as octagon. Nine-sided figure is called as nonagon. 10-sided figure is called as decagon, and so on. Okay, so this is the classification of polygons. Next, we'll see now what is the diagonal of a polygon. Diagonal of a polygon, that is, it is a line segment joining two non-consecutive vertices. What is the meaning of non-consecutive vertices? Non-consecutive vertices, it means that you start from one vertex, you leave one vertex and go to the next vertex. So non-consecutive vertices should be joined. You will get a diagonal there. So in triangle, if you do like that, if you have to try, you have to do it and see. So in triangle, you get no diagonal there because there are no non-consecutive vertices. So in triangle, number of diagonals is zero. In quadrilateral, you get two diagonals. In pentagon, you get five diagonals. Hexagon, you get nine diagonals. So is there any relationship between the number of sides and the number of diagonals? So yes, actually the generalization of this, if you do it, you get a formula for finding the number of diagonals of a polygon of n sides. So what is that? It is n into n minus 3 upon 2, where n must be greater than 3, because if n is equal to 3, you get 0 diagonals. So the number of diagonals actually start from a quadrilateral. And if you notice, there is only one polygon which has a number of sides and number of diagonals same, that is pentagon. Pentagon has 5 sides and the number of diagonals also 5. So this is the only polygon where number of sides and number of diagonals is same. Next, we have to see convex and concave polygon. Convex polygon means it is the polygon where if you take any two points in the interior of the polygon and join it, it will lie completely in the interior of the polygon. That is called as a convex polygon. And concave means which is not convex will be called as concave. And also another thing is that this is one point. Secondly, you can see that in the convex polygon, each of the interior angle is less than 180. Whereas in concave polygon, one of the angle is more than 180. If you see the PPT, it is shown in the figure. Okay. So this is about the, and many figures are there, you can draw it and see. Also, third point is that diagonal. In the convex polygons, all the diagonals will lie completely in the interior of the polygon. And in concave polygon, one of the diagonal will be lying in the exterior of the polygon except the endpoints. So this is about the convex and concave. Next we will see now regular and irregular polygons. So a polygon is said to be a regular polygon if all the sides and all the angles are equal. So there are some specific names for the three-sided regular polygon and four-sided regular polygon. Three-sided regular polygon is called as equilateral triangle. You know that in an equilateral triangle, all the sides are equal and all the angles are each of 60 degrees. Similarly, four-sided